Okay. Michelle, is it okay if I record the conversation for accuracy?
Yes.
Okay. The first thing I see on the agenda is a concerned business owner.
Right. That was Mr. Tony Schleicher.
Uh-huh.
With Tony's Auto Repair. He was asking about the bidding process for when we had work done on our police charger, and it was done at Marshall Chrysler. And he was just concerned that he was not offered a chance to bid that.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I've seen that at other, like at a commission meeting before when somebody's come in and asked about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm guessing...
And all they told him was it was an oversight on the city's part, and that they would, basically they're just going to make sure that we let our local people know when something like this is happening.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah, try to do better in the future, basically.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And you've got Sandy Allison on here.
Yes, she came. She is going to be, the MSDC office is going to be working with the city, and they are going to send out an LMI survey to get a better census on our community for the median income.
Okay. Now, what's the end result? I mean, what is it for?
Well, what that will do is if our median income comes down from where it is right now, the city would be eligible for grants and lower interest loans. Right now, we get some low interest loans, but our rates would be lower than they are now.
Okay.
Which would help us with our lagoon project, with the city in the future is going to have to replace water sewer lines, and that will help us be able to apply for grants and that we're not eligible for right now.
I see. Okay. Okay. So it is an economic development thing.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now that was all that was on the agenda.
Yes, and the only thing we did is the city council voted. I'm going to be running an ad for the park mowing. And I'm looking through my minutes here for you. Oh, we did appoint Franny, the mayor, appointed 4 people to the new pool board.
Oh, so that's something you haven't had before?
We haven't had a pool board for 2 years because the pool's been...
Oh, okay, so you have had a pool board
before. We had a pool board before, but then it's kind of been... Haven't had one for the last couple of years just because we haven't had the pool.
Okay. Now, do you have names on that?
I do have names. Do you want those now?
Sure.
He appointed Susan Jones to a 3-year term. Darla Reed to a 3-year term. Matthew Hutchinson, he received a 2-year term. And Dave Hartley, a 2-year term.
Okay, and this is for the pool board.
It is for the pool board, and we have 1 seat open, and he has a couple people that he's going to talk to about that last seat.
Okay, and these people have all agreed to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you guys did?
No, that's basically all. And in closed session, they accepted the resignation of Trent Summers from our police department.
Oh.
And they moved to hire Elizabeth Hall as our new judge.
As the, now what, the new judge, I'm not aware, I'm not.
James Hall was our judge right now, and he wants to kind of reduce his load, kind of step down a little bit. And so Elizabeth Hall works in the same law office as his, and so she's going to assume the judge duties for the city.
Okay, so you guys like have a city court there then?
Yes, our own city court, yes.
Okay, okay. I wasn't aware of that. I mean, you probably talked about it before, but I had forgotten about it.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
That is it.
That's it. Okay. All right, thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.